with songs from Texas and jokes on the news. With us advance, the U.S. Bill Blue, so meet the gang, cause the boys are here, the boys to entertain you.
I played an American sailor. My name is Robin Brown, and I was in one episode of It Ain't Half Hot Mum, something I enjoyed very much indeed. Well, in 1974, when I recorded this, I had been in a soap opera, which was quite well known at the time, called Crossroads. And I'd been in it for 6 months, and I suppose my face had got to be known quite well. And my agent suggested to Croft and Perry that I take this role. And he was very pleased, and I was seen by them and cast, and I played this character. The particular scene that I was involved in took place in a very seedy place in Burma, and the character of Gloria, Melvin Hayes, came across a group of American sailors, of which I was one, and he came up and he decided to goose them, which caused a creation, because the whole club was raided then by the military police. And there was a great hoo-ha about the fact that the soldiers had managed to get into it, because they weren't allowed into the club itself, which was called the Kama Sutra Club. So there was a great hoo-ha about what was going on in this rather terrible establishment at the time. The scene was shot in Broadcasting House, nothing exotic like Burma, and we spent the day in the studio and shot the scene. Probably took us probably two or three hours to do, and then at the end of the scene I left, but it was lovely to meet up with members of the cast who I knew already. Well, the main cast members were always extremely friendly to guest artists. I'd worked with Windsor Davis on several occasions in radio, and it was lovely to work with him again. And one of the people who I worked with in that particular production, If It Ain't Half Hot Mum, was John Clegg, Gunner Graham, who I worked with in my very first theatre job back in 1966. And he was a charming guy, nice guy to work with. They were all very friendly towards all the guest actors. No, I wasn't. I went to immediately I'd finished this. I went back into the theatre, which is really where I've worked most of my theatrical career, in the theatre. And I went off and I worked in the only West End production of Doctor Who. And we were in the Adelphi Theatre in the West End. Christmas 1974, over Christmas into 1975. And then after that, I went back to doing a lot more radio. Radio and theatre are the two main things that I've done in my theatrical life, just some television. Well, I think when I can distinctly remember on that particular episode, there was a monologue by Michael Bates, who played Ranjit Ram. And he was such a superb actor that everybody in the cast would watch him rehearse it and record it, because it was just, he mesmerized everybody. He was so good at it, and he had such sympathy with the rest of the cast, and he was just a fantastic character. I've watched, I think, most of It Ain't Half Hot Mum over the years, because it has been repeated and repeated. And I'm always amazed at the quality of the writing and the performing and the photography of it. I mean, you were totally convinced that they were in Burma when they were out in the jungle. And that's a very clever production. Clever production. The only time I remember being in makeup was with the poor makeup girl, who actually had been a fan of Crossroads. And when I came in, she went, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And I said, "What about?" She said, "I've got to take off all Rusty's hair." And my character in that soap opera had been a rather notorious guy with long hair, and she had to cut all of it off in order that I was an American sailor with what's called a number one, which is very, very short hair. And she had to take all that off. But as far as the sweating was concerned, yes, you put glycerine on your face in order to actually look as if you're very sweaty. I can't remember. That probably did happen as well. And I can't remember any bloopers, I'm afraid. It was a long time ago. 1974 is a long time to look back to. And I was involved in a lot of theatre and radio, and just spent that one day and a rehearsal period on Half Hot Mum. But it was a great experience, and it was lovely to talk about it as well. So thank you for asking me. Well, working with both Croft and Perry is always a joy, because they work together so well. They enjoy what they do. They're very, very friendly with the cast. And the background to that particular series was known to one of them extremely well. So therefore, I think they were writing from their experiences. And it was very true. And it was a great fun to watch. And they enjoyed working with good quality actors. You could tell that. Yes, actors get royalties from everything that is shown overseas. The amount of money you get would probably buy you a pint of beer. I know that may be a surprise to some people, but that's probably all it would pay for. It depends, of course, who you were in the series. Obviously, if you were in every single episode of the series and you're one of the high profile actors, you get paid a little bit more than that. But believe it or not, for a guest actor in one episode of It Ain't Half Hot Mum, the royalty that you get from being sold to Australia would not buy you very much. It is enjoyable working in television, but I have not been lucky enough to be cast in many television productions. I've probably done about 100 productions in the last 50 years. Most of my work has been in the theatre. And as an actor of a certain age, theatre is the one thing that I've always enjoyed doing most of all. It's fun to do television. I certainly, when I was in my late 20s, enjoyed being in Crossroads, but that was my only real experience of doing a lot of television. I've done other things, Call the Midwife and Musketeers. I've never played a senior role in any productions apart from Crossroads. Was reading for the Royal National Institute for the Blind for a number of years. And one of the authors that we read, I read a lot of, was an author called B.B., whose real name was Dennis Watkins Pitchford. And his books are extremely popular, were extremely popular in the 50s and 60s. And there is a BB Society, and I've recorded half a dozen of his books for them. And I certainly enjoy recording audio recording books. And there are several of those out there which I have recorded. If you belong to the BB Society, you can download them quite easily. Otherwise, I'm just trying to think. There are a couple of books that I think Audible have of that I've read for them, the names of which I can't remember at the moment. But there are a few audio books out there which I have read. Thank you, Andrew, and thank you for asking me.
B-O-Y-S-Y to entertain you.